The evergreen boat may be afloat, but shortages are coming. It's the business news headlines for Tuesday, the 30th day of March. Thanks, as always, for being here. Hey, if you want to make a contribution to your IRA or health savings account, there is a new deadline. The ban on evictions has smaller landlords selling out. Bitcoin and burritos. Yeah, it's a story. GameStop is hiring Amazon execs. Virginia to expand rail travel in a unique way. We've got the Wall Street Report and Satan Shoes in the news. Let's go.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. Focusandfind.com. Taro International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at ntpda.com. And by Oasis, a paychecks company devoted to HR solutions for business. Find them at oasisadvantage.com.
Once again, thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. It is the 30th day of March, one more day of this month, and then, yeah, April 1st. How about that? If you want to follow us on Twitter, you can do that. We are at @IOB_NewsHour. Yes, the huge ship that was blocking the Suez Canal is now free and chugging towards sea. That's the good news. The not-so-good news is how that disruption may mean shelves will empty out of some products. And we've got a list of four staples the experts are saying could be in short supply. All of this according to Reuters. Number one, coffee. Around 30% of the world's total coffee production is made up of Robusta. That's a species of coffee bean that has a stronger flavor and higher caffeine content than Arabica, the market leader in coffee, and it's used in many popular brands of instant coffee. We now say, says coffee experts, we may see a decline in supply. Toilet paper. Yes, again. Two factors. One is the coronavirus raging through Brazil, the top producer of wood pulp for bathroom tissue. But the other problem is now a lack of shipping containers. Why? Well, because so many have been stuck at sea, and competition for those containers is fierce. Also, there's furniture that could be short. Blame the lack of shipping containers here, too. So much furniture is shipped via containers, and again, they are in short supply. And finally, oil. About 7% of all seaborne oil, or 1.9 million barrels per day, goes through the Suez Canal. While these are mainly shipments of oil and natural gas moving from the Middle East to Europe, delays anywhere in the market inject volatility into pricing. Oil has been above $60 a barrel for some time, but could go higher. Hey, if you're still planning to make contributions to your individual retirement and health savings accounts for 2020, you've got an extra month to make that happen. The IRS has announced that the deadline to make 2020 contributions to IRAs, Roth IRAs, and health savings accounts has been pushed back to May 17 from April 15. It was just over a week ago the IRS announced the filing deadline for federal taxes was pushed back to May 17 as well. But remember, quarterly estimated tax payments are still due on April 15th. A federal ban on evictions is putting the squeeze on smaller landlords who are unable to directly access COVID rental relief funds, and some are starting to sell properties to recoup their losses. CNBC is reporting that 60% of single-family rental homeowners who are owed back rent received the necessary paperwork from their tenants, as required by the CDC to receive the relief money. With so many still waiting for relief, however, about a third of landlords say they will be forced to tighten standards when evaluating future rental applications, and 11% say they have already been forced to sell at least one of their properties. Meanwhile, a census survey this month found 15% of renter households, or 6.7 million, said they were behind on their rent. Additionally, nearly 27%, or 11.8 million households, have slight or no confidence in their ability to pay next month's rent. Some estimates are close to $60 billion in back rents and fees are owed since the pandemic began. So, would you like some Bitcoin with that burrito? CNBC is reporting that Chipotle Mexican Grill will be celebrating National Burrito Day on April 1st by giving $100,000 in free burritos and $100,000 in Bitcoin. The Newport Beach, California company said it was teaming up with Stefan Thomas, founder and chief executive of Coil, to launch an interactive game called Burritos or Bitcoin. Thomas is a programmer who lives in San Francisco, and he made headlines by losing the login to his hard drive that stored $387 million in Bitcoin. He had lost the paper on which he had written the password for his iron key, which gives users 10 guesses before it seizes up and encrypts its contents forever. In January, Thomas said that he had made peace with the loss. Well, in that spirit, Chipotle said it's encouraging fans to carry out a mock cryptocurrency rescue mission and crack the code on its digital wallet. Each player will have 10 tries to guess a valid 6-digit code for a chance to win a free burrito or up to $25,000 in Bitcoin. The company said 10,000 participants will win a free burrito, 50 will win $500 in Bitcoin, and 3 will win $25,000 in Bitcoin. However, don't plan on using Bitcoin to buy stuff at Chipotle. They don't take it. GameStop is adding to its growing list of new executives hired from Amazon and Chewy with the hope of turning the struggling longtime mall staple into an e-commerce powerhouse. CNN is reporting the video game retailer Today announced the hire of Elliot Wilkie as its chief growth officer. Wilkie spent the past 7 years at Amazon, including as director of Amazon Fresh Stores and the Prime Pantry business, and also previously worked for consumer goods giant Procter & Gamble. Wilkie will start at GameStop on April 5th and be responsible for customer loyalty programmings and expanding the use of customer insights and metrics. The company also appointed two former executives from online pet store Chewy as vice presidents of brand development and merchandising. Billionaire Chewy founder Ryan Cohen took over a GameStop board seat in January, along with two other former Chewy execs. In an attempt to cut down on road congestion, Virginia Today announced a $3.5 billion effort to separate passenger and freight railroad traffic. Virginia Governor Ralph Northam and U.S. Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg announced the expansion of rail service through the Commonwealth. The collaborative effort will move $3.5 billion to transform the rail system in Virginia and along the entire East Coast to separate passenger and freight operations to make faster travel up and down the East Coast and connect rural areas. Northam said the construction of the new rail system will solve the construction and congestion issues, saying that research shows that drivers spend almost 230 million hours in delays, and the state spends about $6.5 billion on congestion construction costs. And finally, there is this. You may have heard about Satan shoes, right? Nike is suing a company selling Lil Nas X's so-called Satan shoes because the famed Nike swish on the shoe violates its trademark. The lawsuit hit the same day as the release of the shoes, which feature a bronze pentagram, the number 666, and, get this, small amount of human blood. The shoes, a collaboration between Lil Nas X and the New York-based art collective MSCHF, are modified versions of Nike Air Max 97s, and the brand's signature swoosh is featured prominently on the side of the shoe and on its tongue. The shoes, which sold out in minutes, cost, get this, $1,018, and that is a reference to the Bible passage Luke 10:18, which reads, quote, "I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven," end quote. And the shoes are causing some concern even with politicians. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem shared an image of the shoes alongside a warning that, quote, "We are in a fight for the soul of our nation," end quote. Governor Noem, it's shoes. Nike is concerned that people may think the company gave its approval, something they say is not a fact. Now, this isn't the first time MSCHF has been at odds with Nike. Back in 2019, the company dropped Jesus shoes. It's a pair of Air Max 97s modified with holy water and a golden crucifix. Well, that's a wrap. Thanks so very much for joining us here on the Business News Headlines. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.